We've been working with Kookaburra now for quite a lot of years, perfecting the pink ball and its performance on pitch. And the last 12 months, we've worked very closely with them to improve the quality of the pink ball and the outcome for everybody.
I understand you experimented with, was it 16 different shades of pink?
Correct, yeah, and we're still experimenting with shades of pink today. You know, colours can be quite subjective, but there's also a lot of science behind it as well. We're yet to really determine what the optimum shade of pink really is.
The pink ball made its debut at the Adelaide Test last year, so you've had 12 months to consider some of the feedback about it. What have you heard so far?
Well, I guess it's more a case of what haven't we heard? And obviously any anecdotal comments we hear, we have to be mindful of what's driving the comments. We try to look at the science, I guess. We look to Kookaburra, we look to their guidance as to what they feel the leather needs to be and how we process it from there.
And tell me about the quality of the leather. What type of leather do you need to make this particular ball?
It's a fairly tight selection and style of hide that we use. They're all locally sourced Australian hides, all European meat breeds. A very, very tight weight range of hides that we use and a very, very strictly controlled process to bring them through a pickle stage, and then we bring them into the tannery in that pickle and we do our 3-day alum tanned process from there.
So from cow to cricket ball, it's cowhide that you use?
Yeah, correct. It's cattle hide, yeah, cowhide.
And you said European breeds. What type of breeds?
Well, actually, it's a closely guarded secret between Kookaburra and Packer Leather. We don't typically divulge the source, the actual source and location of where the cattle are reared and how we bring them into the tannery.
And why is that? Are there lots of different people experimenting with leather and different types of cows or breeds of cows?
No, the issue's not back on the farm. The issue's more outside the gate in response to the fact that Kookaburra remains the number one cricket ball globally. And, you know, everybody's trying to knock them off. So while we have the arrangement we have with Kookaburra at the moment in place and we guard those secrets closely, then we can be pretty certain that none of the competition is going to produce a ball that'll come even close to what they're producing now.
Do those cows that you get the hide from, would they just be normal cows that are initially grown for the purpose of meat and then you get the leather from them as well? Or are these cows specifically bred for their leather and their leather only?
No, there's to the best of my knowledge in Australia, there are no cattle bred for their hide or skin only. All hides we source are directly a result from beef production and they're a byproduct. So essentially we're taking a byproduct or a waste from the beef production industry and we're turning it into this cricket ball leather that Kookaburra use to make their balls.
This might be another secret, so I don't know if you're allowed to tell me, but is there a secret to growing good leather? Is it eat a certain type of grass, or do the cows have to be raised in a particular type of climate to make the leather stronger?
Look, there's a lot of different factors that go into whether the hides will make good leather. And because we're making alum tanned leather, there are specific attributes that we rely on to ensure we get the consistency we need. And yes, there are certain conditions that the animals can be reared in that will determine whether or not the leather's going to be fit for purpose, in our case for cricket balls, or not.
And does the colouring affect the quality of the leather at all?
Look, from the testing that we've done here at Packer Leather and the testing that Kookaburra's done in their laboratories and on pitch, we're confident that the colouring has no effect on the leather. So theoretically, between the red, the white and the pink ball, the crust leather performance is identical.
You've done a lot of testing overseas in the years leading up to the ball's introduction in the Adelaide test. How much pressure was there on you to get this right?
Well, I think there was a significant amount of pressure on Kookaburra primarily, and then that pressure just flows down the chain. So yeah, I mean, it's been a priority in our R&D program now for at least 8 years, and that also extended, you know, forward into their manufacturing process and how the leather actually behaves in their process. So we work very, very closely as far back as hide selection, sourcing and treatment through our tanning processes and then into their manufacturing processes.